Mechaber tells us, Nohagu shelo lipol al pneihem, that there are certain times in which Tachanun is not recited. Lo bebeis ovel, lo bebeis achason, lo bebeis achneses, biomila, velo kashish sham chason. So there's certain times, for various reasons we discussed already, beis ovel at great length, that Tachanun is not recited. And the Mishnah Berurah tells us the reason why, in the presence of a chason, why we did not recite Tachanun. He says, Mishum, the mitzvah smoach imo. It's a mitzvah to rejoice and to be happy with that chasam. Hasimcha nimshecha sechol hanilvim elov. Quoting the Achronim, that when a person who's a chasam is happy, it's not just he on individual level is happy, but it's something which all of us can take part of. And therefore, it's appropriate, therefore, since it's his days of Simcha, that we also should not recite Tachanun in his presence. Now, even though the Ramah actually says, as we'll see, we don't hold of, that we only refrain from reciting Tachanun on that day, the day in which a person gets married, the Mishnah Berurah tells us, Vizmanenu, nowadays, quoting the Derech HaChaim, Nohagim She'en Oiflin, that it's not only when it comes to the day of the wedding, but all the 7 days thereafter, we also will not recite Tachanun in the presence of the Chasam. And as we mentioned as well, V'yafil im yom shvi'i hu yom shmini shel chuppah im espalin kodim she'achuppah, that in the event, even on day number 8, if, for example, as we said, the wedding would be at 3 in the afternoon on Sunday afternoon. So the following week, even though we don't say Sheva Brachos because the Sabbath Brachos, Lahakil, we're not going to recite Brachos after that Shabbos, which is the seventh day, but we will hold an Ace L'Ace that you can even say, we will not recite Tachanun that Shachris, even though it's really day number 8. Now the next line of the Mishnah Berurah is probably something which we would not want to quote to our upcoming Chasam, whoever that would be. Listen what it says. It's unbelievable. It's very difficult to understand this. And we're going to perhaps get a little bit of insight into the next words of the Mishnah Berurah. He says, V'lachein, because it's true that if this chasam will show up all week, that Tachanun will not be recited, so you would probably think, Tov, it's good, Lizahir, to be careful. The next line is to try to get him to come to shul every single day, especially on a Monday, on a Thursday. We want to say Tachanun, V'rachum. Listen to what the Mishnah Berurah says, the opposite. It says, Tov lizaher shelo yichanes hachasun lebeis hachneses kol shivas yimei mishneh. We should advise this chasan that he comes up to us and says, you know, should I come to shul? And I just got married 2 days ago. No. Try to encourage him not to come to shul all 7 days. Why? Shenimnoim lomer tachnun baburo. God forbid. Imagine you wouldn't be able to say Tachanun for an entire week. We think the exact opposite. Halavai, he should continue to come every single day, and we'll be so excited to see him. But the Mishnah Berurah tells us that because we hold that any time that Chasam throughout the week walks in the door, that Tachanun is not recited, we should actually encourage him not to come to Shul, which is unbelievable. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. And on this, it's brought down the obvious question by many of the Achronim. They ask two questions. V'rabim ra'u kein, the many who saw this quote of the Mishnah Berurah, also of the Taz, they ask the question, Madua niftar as a chasan mitfil b'tzibur? Doesn't make sense. Because we don't want to avoid reciting Tachanun. Tachanun is, of course, we've been discussing. Tremendously valuable, powerful tefillah. So we want to say it. But at what expense are we saying Tachanun? Kicking this person out of shul. During the week after a person's married, don't they still have a mitzvah to daven with a tzibur? They should want to daven together with a minyan. So now we're going to force him to daven by himself for an entire week so that we can say Tachanun? Very difficult to understand the ode. And furthermore, they ask the second question. Let the guy come to shul, and we can do something about it. Yotzina achosin kodem Tachanun, v'yomer tzibur Tachanun. Let him come for the beginning, and for Chazar Sashat's sake, you step out for just a few moments. We have something to do here. He'll walk out. We'll say Tachanun because he won't be here. And then afterwards, he can come back. So what exactly is the Mishnah Berurah advising that we shouldn't have this guy come during the week. We could still say Tachlin, even if he's here, we just have him leave for those few minutes. So he says as follows, V'yesha kosvu, there are those that write Shigam Hataz in Mishnah Berurah, lo kosvu divrehem el b'makom, shochol chosan l'spalo b'beso b'minyan. The only time the Mishnah Berurah said that he should not come into a large shul, where there's many, many people, is in the event that he could still daven with a minyan. Let him daven at home. Gather 9 other people, and he'll daven on a small minyan, and that's it. That'll be sufficient. That's the advice, of course, not to take away from him davening with a minyan. We still want him to daven with a minyan. But he can daven in a small minyan in the privacy of his own home, not to affect the tzibur. The Yesha Kosvu, when there are those that write, should davkel inyan chasun kosvu hataz va Mishnah Berurah divrehem. This is only with regard to a chasun that the Mishnah Berurah says this. Kimatzinu, because we found minhagim kadmonim in some of the earlier customs, shachasun lo yatzel espal v'beisach neses kol shivis yimei Mishnah. Some people actually are found to have the minhag that the chasun would never leave to go to the shul for various reasons during the first week, that they would instead dedicate that entire week to be with the kallah. The svirulahu, and they could hold shul yoyel, also does not help. Im yatzah kodem tachnun, if he leaves right before tachnun, kivan shispal imahem. The reality is he was just here. So what? He's walking out to get a drink? So all of a sudden we can say tachnun? No, he davened with us. If he davened b'tzibur, he was with us, so the fact that he stepped out for just a second does not negate from the fact that he was with us, and therefore we should still be celebrating with him, and therefore tachnun would still not be said even though he would have left. So that doesn't help. V'gam esher, it's also possible, shesvir le she'enu derech kavo dehotziv m'beisach neses. This guy just got married. So all of a sudden now you're going to say, okay, can you please step out of the building for a few seconds? That's not derech kavo, it's not respectful. So to give such advice for him to come to shul and for him to leave, that's not something we would do. And therefore, according to the Mishnah Berurah, what he's saying is, instead of him coming to shul, let him gather a small man in his home, which was the custom back then. But he doesn't end this, and at that point. It says, Mekol makom l'maisa, when it comes to the bottom line, nonetheless, lo nehaginan ki'ataz v'mishnah berurah. Sorry, guys. Even though it sounds nice, we don't hold like this. Elo hoylech ha-chosen l'spalel b'beisach neses. Instead of pushing the chosen out of the shul, or telling him not to come, we actually encourage him to daven with us. The kol shekein shar bali simcha. For example, bali bris. All types of simchot, we encourage them to daven with us. Not so we can just get away with not saying tachlan. But there's something greater behind the reason why we don't say tachlan. That tefillah imahem me'ula ro'il hiskabel. Because you're davening with someone who is at their moment of simcha, one's tefillos are more readily accepted in the eyes of Hashem. And that's the reason why tachnun is not said. The other rabba, quite the opposite. Al pi halacha, peturin hatzibor melomer tachnun. Since we're already our pater that we do not have to recite it, ein midas hadin sholetes. The imkain lomelo yiske hatzibor bezet. Wouldn't it be better that the tzibor should be able to take part and celebrate in the simcha? Umitzvah gedola osa. This person, this Baal Simcha, this Chasson, by coming to Shul, he's not doing something wrong. Rather, mitzvah gedol osa. He's doing a tremendous mitzvah. Kishaholich lebesach neses, lespalel umezakes harabim. By him coming to the Shul to daven with everyone, which elevates and lifts up their tefilos, they're being mezakes harabim. And therefore, according to Maskana, what a person should do who is a Chasson or Baal Simcha, not only should they not run away from the shul, not only should they not leave the shul in the middle, but they should certainly stay. And by doing that, all of the tzibur's tefilos should be miskabel, should be accepted.